Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
I have with me September McCarthy, who is a national speaker and the author of the book, Why Motherhood Matters. She does the Mom to Mom podcast, so please go check that out at momtomompodcast.com. And also a homeschool mom of 24 years, but you've also had kids go through the school system, so you kind of see both sides of it. And you're a mom to 10 kids, which is what a legacy that is. So I've got a few questions for you, and mostly just to calm the nerves of the moms and dads that are listening. We're just getting inundated in the newsroom with calls and questions, and so let's hash some of this out with somebody who's got over two decades of experience dealing with having kids at home. So 30 million kids as of today are inadvertent homeschoolers, and the numbers are rising as more and more states are jumping in on this now. You've got New York and Pennsylvania. Some schools have online curriculum, but a lot of the teachers say they're not even set up for it, or kids at home don't have strong enough internet to be able to watch videos from teachers or hop on in an online format in a forum. And so some schools are calling it an extended spring break, and some don't have anything for these kids to do. But yesterday, the president said this could go on until July or August. So first off, September, could you just calm the nerves of parents who are trying to work from home, or maybe they've had their hours cut, they're stressed out about their budgets, and now they're finding themselves with kids at home and no routine.
Right. Yeah. You know, Sarah, first I want to just share with all the moms, parents, dads, anyone that's feeling the weight of this at home, to just take a deep breath and to remember that you are your child's best advocate as far as learning. Learning is a lifestyle. So it's not just about books. It's not just about what you do and don't have. You really just have everything you need available in front of you every day. We mix knowledge and experience together. So I just want every parent that's feeling the weight of this to maybe stop and think, what can I offer my kids today?
I remember bringing our son home, and I had that feeling that I just was not adequate enough, that I didn't have a master's degree or lots of teaching experience. And for many moms or dads that are listening, this is short term, but they still may be looking at a third of a school year. So what can you say when they've got that little voice in the back of their mind saying they don't have the credentials to do things with their kids at home?
The thing about teaching our kids at home is trying to not duplicate the classroom. Homeschooling is about giving our kids an education and life experiences together, and it does not have to look like the classroom, and you don't have to have a degree to teach your kids a subject or a learning experience. It's really about refocusing our ideas of learning about life and knowledge together. It's not all book work, and so you don't need the degree. Every day you wake up, just think, what is today going to be about? And also, I want all parents listening to remember that when you are teaching your kids at home, whether it's books or experiences, it takes half the time that it would in school. So the hours that you think of teaching your kids in school, in a classroom, it's going to take so much less time. So many things that you're teaching your kids are going to be cut in half. So the way of having a degree and being a teacher or having the inexperience or the knowledge is, it's a fallacy. We can do this. We can all do this.
They'll walk away with a lot more than you think they're walking away with. You know, it is funny because one of the main arguments against homeschooling is socialization, even though the science shows that most homeschool kids really thrive when they graduate and they get into the workforce. They've got great communication skills. But the irony of this situation is that in the coronavirus environment, with social distancing, kids really can't socialize very much. They have to keep that 6-foot distance. So what do you do when you're stuck in the four walls of your home and your yard? In your house, September, do you have schedules nailed to the wall and chore charts? And if you do, do you actually stick to them?
We have schedules, and I would say for the coronavirus and this situation particularly, to keep a loose schedule for parents, focus on what's really important when it comes to scheduling, but have some loose integration, some really enjoyable things. I like to rotate subjects per day in emergency situations like this. So don't try to do every subject in one day. Also do group studies. That gives your kids some socialization with maybe a few friends if you're trying to limit too many people, or maybe do it online with some Zoom calls, things like that. I like to do group studies with my kids, maybe lump some science together when it comes to similar grades and ages. And to remember that mixing teaching elements is important when you're trying to learn something new about teaching your kids at home. Don't try just doing everything in a book. Maybe use some flashcards or going outside for art, some things that will really integrate moving around and giving you some ease. Look at every opportunity as a learning experience. The most important thing with homeschooling is that it's not just seat work. It's not just workbooks.
What is an example of the structure of your day? Do you have quiet time, naps, outside time? Like, what? Give moms and dads some ideas.
The first thing I would recommend is just to have a family meeting. Sit down with your kids and say, listen, we all understand. We all have different needs. This is what we're going to do so that they know it's coming. They understand the plan. We like to begin with something we call a morning basket. I basically fill a basket, put it on my table, fill it with our favorite books, our favorite music, some art lessons that we found online, some creative things that I threw in this basket, and we just begin there. And that way they don't feel like they're being thrown into this seat work and the structure that they're not used to. And then move into maybe some home responsibilities, and then maybe 45 minutes of reading time per day where everyone separates, reads their own book, or you're reading out loud to them. You could do your art lessons right from your reading books. Just make it fun. Don't put too much pressure on yourself and your kids. And then we take a nice lunch break. Everyone shares responsibilities now. You're all home. We split up our chore responsibilities so that everyone's working as a team. I think that's the most important thing in a situation like this, and especially even with homeschooling, is that we're all working together. We wrap up studies later in the afternoon with some of the kids that maybe need some one-on-one work instead of trying to do it all in the morning. You know, this is your schedule. That's the most important thing to remember, that you're home or someone's working with your kids at home now, and this is your time to make it what works for you. No one is going to have the same schedule. No one's going to have the same thing that works for each family.
I'm seeing a lot of posts about burnout. And for New York and Pennsylvania, this is only like day one or two of this rule of them being home. So what do you do when you're tired of parenting? And hear my heart here. I mean, no parent is like, all right, I'm done with these kids. I don't want them anymore. But we all get to that place where we're just like, okay, if they argue one more time, I'm at my breaking point and it's 8 o'clock in the morning. So can you speak into that exhaustion level?
Well, the first thing I would say as far as exhaustion is you don't have to do it all in a day. The only pressure that you're going to feel is the pressure you're putting on yourself. The entire country is feeling this. Teachers and schools are not expecting this high standard of excellence that even is not even achieved in the classroom. So just take the expectations off when your day begins. If you see it's going to be a rough day, change your schedule. Your schedule isn't set in concrete. Give yourself some space. Give your kids some space. Say to them, we need some space. We all need some space. Do something different. Go outside. Go for a walk. Take your art books with you to the park or on a hike and do something creative. Make it work for you. The biggest pressure we feel is the pressure we put on ourselves. But spending a lot of time together can cause a lot of anxiety, a lot of conflict in a home. So we try to weave character training into our academics as we're homeschooling our kids now. We're all home together. So maybe it's time to work on responsibility or respect or obedience. This is a great time to work on all those things.
I can see some mom and dads wishing after this for a return to some of the simpler things. Less busy, less activities, less screen time. At the very least, some more dinner conversations, maybe book reading aloud as a family. That's something we do at bedtime, even with my teenagers. They all kind of snuggle on the couch, basketball in the driveway. What do you think about that?
I love it. You know, I think it's homeschoolers. We've embraced that because this is more of our routine. We're home all the time. We've learned the things that tie us together more closely. But even the closest of families where both parents are even still having to work now, or they're coming home and trying to fit in all of these extra things, this is just going to bring your family even closer together. I would encourage you to just take some time to really form some good, strong family dynamics and habits if you haven't had a chance. And if you do, this is just going to be a greater opportunity for you to do those things. You'll have more time. You know, reading is huge, of course, and the screen issue is another thing we need to think about. We're all going to be using the internet and screens for more supplements and printables and homeschooling tips and art. all of those things, but we should really be careful to not allow ourselves and our kids to spend so much time on screens. I think this is one of those areas we really need to be kind of proactive about in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Can you bring this to a spiritual level? Because we know that being a mom or a dad is the highest calling that you can have. What I want to know is, why do you do what you do? You wrote a book called Why Motherhood Matters. Why does it matter? And how can you bring that home to a mom who's feeling frustrated and a little overwhelmed?
Well, I can tell you, number one, that the hardest efforts that I have put into this, and I know, Sarah, you would agree, the hardest times and investments that we put in with our family and our kids have reaped the most fruit. It may not be something we see right away, but God really does have a call on parents to do our best and to give our kids everything they need. And he's provided us with everything we need. Parenting matters. And whichever of the parents that are home with their kids at this time, if it's the mom or the dad, I would just encourage you to dig in a little deeper. It's going to be tough for a little bit. It's tough for everyone right now. But the plan that God has for us as a family comes way before knowledge and education. And I think that's what we're going to find as a country, that our call on motherhood and parenting will come right to the forefront. We're going to see relationships and the investment we put into our children right now, in addition to trying to teach our kids at home with some books and some learning, is going to reap so much more fruit than we will have ever imagined. So I would just encourage you to do the hard work. Give yourself a break when you need to. We all need grace.
When you want to walk away, what's one sentence you keep right at the forefront of your head?
Every little investment into your child today and tomorrow and in the days to come will reap fruit, and we can count on that. God has a plan for this, and he's keeping us all well protected. God is watching over us, and he has a plan for the family first.